A few youth sports leagues in Tennessee are raising their safety procedures to achieve a new state certification. The endorsement is akin to the state's rating system for preschools, and health officials hope it becomes something embraced statewide. The NFL's top doctor has even pledged to help spread the program across the country. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
The Gallatin Soccer Club is one of just a handful of leagues to achieve the Safe Stars Gold designation.
And are y'all's socks over y'all's shin guards?
Yeah.
And are y'all wearing shin guards?
Yeah.
Student referee Abby Bodie makes a bunch of five-year-old boys tap their shins to prove they're protected. It's something you'd see on just about any kid's soccer field. But risk director Shane Davis says the difference now is that pregame policy has been put down on paper.
The things that we were already doing that were, club known, the stuff that everybody knew you had to do it had to be in writing. And then training on that.
All of it demands much more from volunteer coaches, background checks, a plan for a sudden allergic reaction, and at least two coaches per league certified in CPR.
All of our kids play, and we love our kids, and all of us coach. Nobody wants to see anybody's kid hurt.
But meeting all the standards did hurt the nonprofit's bottom line. The most expensive component is buying a defibrillator machine. Davis says that was $1,200. But health officials say an AED needs to become standard. Referee Travis Childers from Murfreesboro spoke at the Safe Stars launch event and recalled stepping in to save a boy's life who collapsed during a basketball game.
His coach had this deer in the headlight look, and that's something that needs to change.
Professional sports have also increased their emphasis on player safety, especially related to concussions. So they're embracing this new certification program, which mandates training for coaches to recognize and manage head injuries. Alan Sills, who's a Vanderbilt neurosurgeon, is also the chief medical officer for the NFL.
Let's get to where parents demand this for their kids, for their schools, and for their youth leagues.
Sill says he'll do all he can to involve the NFL. The Players Union made a similar commitment, with a representative calling it a way to save the sport. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.